This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is applauding the introduction of the Stop Screwworms Act. We'll have more right after this.
Nomination is now open for a new award to be presented at the Iowa State Fair, sponsored by the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network with support from Beck's Hybrids. The Heart of the County Fair Award will be presented to six county fairs, one from each of the six county fair districts in the state. The award is designed to honor specific individuals who put in the extra time and effort to produce a successful county fair. Deadlines for nominations is June 1st, so don't delay. For more info, click on the banner at iowaagnet.com.
Legislative action is being taken as the threat posed by New World screwworm continues to increase. Earlier last week, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association joined affiliate state associations to urge Congress to pass the Stop Screwworms Act. NCBA Senior Vice President of Government Affairs Ethan Lane said the legislation would protect both livestock and humans from New World screwworm.
The Stop Screwworms Act is a critical piece of legislation just introduced on Capitol Hill by Tony Gonzalez, congressman from West Texas, and a host of his delegation members from the state of Texas, including both senators, as well as senators from New Mexico and elsewhere, really standing up for cattle producers around the country and those that are in the path of this incursion from Mexico by the New World screwworm.
Lane said the Stop Screwworms Act would fund the opening of a new sterile fly facility here in the United States.
This bill allocates $300 million to construct a facility here in the United States to allow us to manufacture the hundreds of millions of sterile male screwworm flies needed weekly to combat this incursion and push it back down into Mexico, where it's been since the 1960s.
Lane added that this legislation comes at a critical time for not only the livestock industry, but public health in the U.S. as a whole.
This is exactly what we needed in this conversation in Washington, particularly with everything going on right now with reconciliation and all of these different big, beautiful bills happening in Washington. This is an important single piece of legislation that really highlights exactly what's needed from Congress to combat this threat.
For more information, visit ncba.org. For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith, reporting.